Facebook doubles down, censors pro-life group again hours after GOP senators write to Mark Zuckerberg. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 11, 2019. Facebook doubled down Wednesday on censoring pro-life organization Live Action just hours after four Republican U.S. senators wrote to CEO Mark Zuckerberg to condemn the social media giant's decision to declare false the group's pro-life content based on the views of two abortionists. In possible retaliation against a letter from U.S. senators to Mark Zuckerberg, at Facebook just sent another alert to thousands of our followers saying at Live Action's content is false. Using the fact check by two abortionists, Live Action President Lila Rose tweeted. They also added a violation to our page. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, also tweeted. Just hours after Ryan Etz and Ted Cruz Etz and Kevin Cramer Etz, Senator Brown sent a letter to Facebook about allowing abortion activists to fact check pro-life group at Live Action, Facebook doubled down and censored them again. In their letter to Zuckerberg, Hawley and GOP colleagues Senators Kevin Cramer, RND, Ted Cruz, RTX, and Mike Braun, RN, denounced Facebook's decision to rate as false videos shared by Live Action that featured Dr. Kendra Kolb, a board-certified neonatologist, and a speech by Live Action President Lila Rose. The videos focused on the well-established view that abortion is not a medically necessary procedure. The senators observed to Zuckerberg that Facebook made its determination the pro-life content was false based on the views of two abortionists, Daniel Grossman, who sits on the board of NARAL Pro-Choice America Foundation, and Robin Schickler, a fellow with the pro-abortion advocacy group Physicians for Reproductive Health. No reasonable person would describe Grossman or Schickler as neutral or objective when it comes to the issue of abortion. Yet Facebook relied on their rating to suppress and censor a pro-life organization with more than 3 million followers, the senators wrote. Dr. Donna Harrison, executive director of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, APLOG, said in a statement, "These fact-checkers need to be fact-checked. They are in error to claim that elective abortion is medically necessary to save the life of the mother," Harrison asserted. They did not cite even one example where an abortion, the intentional killing of a living child in utero, would be superior to delivering that child. Cruz tweeted, "This is deeply concerning and the very reason I, at Holly Moe, and so many members of Congress are working to stop big tech from arbitrarily silencing conservative voices. And in response, you have repeatedly insisted that these numerous incidents of discrimination, censorship, and suppression of speech are merely glitches, not evidence of systemic bias," the senators asserted. The GOP leaders called upon Facebook to immediately issue a correction, remove restrictions on Live Action's site, and submit to an external audit. "The only thing more astonishing than your claim to nonpartisanship is your complete failure to back that claim with proof," the senators wrote, indicating they are awaiting a response from the tech giant.